Siddur Snippet Siddur is generally sponsored by the Miller family. A member who addresses his father, Robert Siegel, is Reuven Ben Yitzchak Kalevi. We are completing Kedusha. We're up to the final paragraph, which is what the Chazan recites. The parallel to Atta Kadosh, Nusach Svardim say, Ashkenazim, the Chazan says that the conclusion of Kedusha, Lador Vador Nagid Gadlacha, since only the Chazan says it, let's go through the Taichin with this, finish up Kedusha. And then we have to decide what we do next. A lot of places we can go from here. Maybe we'll put it to a vote. L'dor v'dor nagid gadlacha, l'dor v'dor, in every generation, from generation to generation, nagid, we will, nagid, hagada, we will tell the story of gadlacha, of your greatness. The Ha'aretz HaTfilah writes, that b'chol dor v'dor, b'chayim b'chol dor, magid l'dor sha'acharav, in each generation, and from each generation to the next generation, we will not stay quiet or indifferent, we won't take for granted God's greatness, but we view as part of our responsibility, our core mission, is to transmit, telling the story, talking about the Ribono Shalom, the Dorva Dorna Gigad Lacha. It's a sort of the opposite bookend. Kedusha began, Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. Our mission, our mandate is to interact the world in such a way we draw others close to you. So we will be living Kiddush Hashem. And then we conclude Kedusha with a pledge, a similar pledge, the Dorva Dorna Gigad Lacha, that we take responsibility not only within our generation, from one generation to the next generation, to speak about your greatness. Hamizgala ba'olam, lashon hagada nema arazad demilsa midas tova yizbarach. That this lashon of hagada nagid, we will tell the story. In other words, we're not just going to deliver theory. We're not talking philosophy, but we can all transmit stories of our own lives and our own history and our own family, which reveal and reflect the Ribono Shel'olam's greatness. Midas tova yizbarach, zos nagid b'chol dor v'dor u'lenetzach nitzachim kedushas chanagdish. L'netzach Nitzacha means for eternity. For eternity, Kedushas Cha, your holiness and sanctity, we will sanctify. What does that mean? Kedushas Hanhagascha, the Hashem, the way that you interact with the world is not stam. You don't interact with the world in a way we comprehend. You're not a mere mortal. You're not finite. But your very interaction with the world is has a Kedusha, a sanctity, is a separate and is apart. This is beyond our comprehension. With the admission, with the belief, with the concession that there's a God, comes the concession that I don't understand. And I'm not entitled. I'm not entitled to understand everything that happens. So l'netzach netzachem, for eternity, we will declare Kedushas Cha Nakdish, that you're separate and you're apart, and your calculations and the way that you interact with the world, your providence, it's different. And this is part of Kedusha. V'shivchacha Elokeinu, shivchacha. Shivchacha means the shevach, the shvach. That which is praiseworthy, tov hanagasa yizbarach, shepa memrabos ena muvan b'mabad chitzoni, ach b'mabad mamik mibchin mavchin megodel omek tov hanaga. Sometimes, superficially, externally, we don't see what's worth praising. We don't understand necessarily what is so wonderful. But that's our promise of l'dor v'dor, that shivchacha elokeinu, even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, but we're going to analyze and we're going to look to the depths of it, mipino loyamush. Means that it will never leave our mouths. So you want to know what we're talking about at the dinner table? You want to know what we're talking about during carpool? You want to know what we're talking about with the next generation, our children and our grandchildren? Could be literally biologically, or it could be our neighbors or our community. But we are obsessed. We are obsessed and consumed by L'dor v'dor nagigad lach. Hashem, we want to speak about your greatness, your power, your might, your revelation in this world, your providence in this world. Not only theoretically and abstract, but how and where we see it in our own lives. And Shivcha, we're going to keep talking about it. Mipinu layamush. We're not going to stop. Li'olam vaed, forever and ever. In Berchas HaShachar, we say, Kozman sha'aneshama b'kirbi mode ani. As long as I have my neshama, I will be grateful and express that gratitude. Similarly, in Nishmas, we say, Ilu finim alei shira kayam, ein anachnu maspikim lahodos. That no matter how many times or how much we try to articulate it, we'll never do enough. We'll never do enough to be able to. You know, in a scenario, somebody intervened, interceded, saved someone's life, they don't stop talking about it. They don't stop talking about the doctor that healed them, or the person that rescued them, or the person that saved them. They're obsessed, they're consumed, they don't stop. L'dor v'dor l'netzach, so they don't stop. So certainly the source of all existence, the creator who gives us life itself, who looks over us, who protects us, so we don't stop. Kikel melech gadol v'kodosh ata. Gadol is God's power, is might, is greatness. And what's even greater, Kel Melech, we've gone through each of these words over Siddur snippets. What's the difference between Kel, Melech, gadol. But if we're ascending in descriptions of God's greatness, what is the highest? Kikel, melech, gadol, ve, kadosh, ata. Kadosh is the peak, the pinnacle. That which is muvdal umufrash mehasagasenu. That which we can't comprehend. He's beyond our grasp. We can't know his essence, and we can't know his ways. And baruch ata Hashem, hakel kadosh. And we conclude, hakel, which is midas rachamim, chesed, is kadosh. Even his kindness and his compassion is different than ours. Our kindness and compassion, this is Rav Shimon in his Hakdamah Shari Yosher, Kedoshim Tiyu, the parsha we just read yesterday. But his understanding of Kedoshim Tiyu means Kadosh Baruch Hu can be entirely altruistic and benevolent. He gets nothing in return. All of our kindness and compassion, we get satisfaction and fulfillment. There's something we're getting in return. So his Shem's Kael, his Chesed, is Kadosh. It's separate and apart. It's different than anything we can know. And its greatness, even that which is seems to be midas adin, even that which seems to be painful, we don't understand his ways, it too is compassion in some higher order, in some different way. That's what we acknowledge. So Kedusha began with this promise, this pledge, this affirmation, the Kadesha Shemcha Ba'olam will sanctify your name in the world. And it ends, the Dor Vador, the Netzach Netzachim, Lo Yamash Mipinu, that we will not stop talking about how great you are. Nobody could get us to stop. We feel your presence. And we feel your influence, and we feel your love, and we feel your support. And no one could ever get us to stop talking about your greatness, and more than that, ultimately, your holiness. And that concludes Kedusha. Where we go from here, you'll have to stay tuned to Sitter Snippets to find out.